Thank you and good morning. Early Wednesday morning, the Eureka Police Department conducted a search at an illegal transient camp located between Vigo and West Del Norte Streets. The warrant was acquired for a deeper investigation into an apparent accidental shooting at the Palco Marsh, which occurred last Wednesday. 44-year-old Billy Joe Rutherford, who was involved in the shooting, was located and detained. A search of his tent turned up a small amount of ammunition, prescription medication, a large amount of marijuana, and illegal weapons. Rutherford was arrested and booked for probation violation, possession, and for his outstanding warrants. At the campsite, EPD also arrested and booked a second man, 57-year-old Frederick Simpson, for outstanding warrants, possession, and unlawful camping. The illegal campsite was removed as a part of the operation. Wednesday night, Humboldt State University advised all of its students living in the Sunset Hall dormitories to be treated with antibiotics for bacterial meningitis as soon as possible. A student resident of Sunset Hall was diagnosed with bacterial meningitis late Tuesday night. He was treated at the Mad River Community Hospital and has been transferred to Reading for additional tests and treatment. The student remains in critical condition. The school is in the process of contacting students who have been in close contact with the student who was diagnosed. The California Highway Patrol responded to a fatal hit-and-run collision that occurred on Highway 101 early Wednesday morning. 54-year-old Manuel Saros of Smith River was driving north on the US 101 when a 38-year-old male was walking in the east direction on the US 101. The male was wearing dark clothing and was not walking in the designated crosswalk area. Saros did not see the male walking in the roadway and struck the victim with his vehicle. Saros pulled over to the right shoulder of the highway and the male died of his injuries at the scene. The investigation into the hit-and-run collision is ongoing. Tuesday night, the California Highway Patrol responded to another hit-and-run that resulted in a fatality on Highway 101. 51-year-old female Ying Blackwell of Percy, California, was driving her vehicle southbound on Highway 101 south of San Mine Road when a male, whose identification has not been released at this time, walked into the roadway. Blackwell was unable to avoid the male, and Blackwell's vehicle struck the victim, causing fatal injuries. Blackwell fled the scene and was later located on the US 101 south of Wilson Creek Road. Blackwell was placed under arrest for felony hit and run. California state legislators are looking to introduce a bill that would keep gas prices low in California by eliminating gas tax. State legislators who are concerned about the impact of the impending 16 to 76 cent per gallon increase for gas will get to discuss and express their support of the Affordable Gas for California Families Act. Legislation is expected to be introduced in both houses on December 1st. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Every year around Thanksgiving weekend, people take the time to cherish moments as they visit their loved ones during the holiday season. For others, however, they are less fortunate to have that opportunity. There are many charitable events around the holiday time to help those less fortunate, and the California Highway Patrol in the Humboldt area is working with the Salvation Army to provide Thanksgiving meals for families, as CHP Commander Brett Fabry explains.
One thing I'll tell you, that our office is getting involved in is Salvation Army is, looking to provide meals for families who are less fortunate. And every year my office has gotten involved in that. So we provide donations to Salvation Army. We're doing it a little different this year. Last year, we actually selected a family from Humboldt and Mendocino County and provided them with a Thanksgiving and Christmas. I think this year we're doing something with the Salvation Army with Supervisor Bass, who's leading that.
Fabry also went on to mention that the CHP will be collecting money for the Salvation Army.
Our officers in our office are collecting. They have a can going right now, and they're looking to collect a bunch of funds and get that up to the Salvation Army. So pretty awesome of my guys to come forward and do that.
The Salvation Army has been serving Humboldt County for over 100 years, and their service increases during the holiday season. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.